everyone. This is Paul Dawson, and I have been asked to serve as the fill-in host on this edition of Great A Nation. Mr. Chris Thomas has given me the opportunity to speak my truth as to what happened in a recent situation where I was serving as a substitute teacher to a collection of sixth graders. I was asked to teach several sections of English composition, and I just wanted to relate to the students. These are sixth graders, and I said, what could be a good activity that would be one where they can sink their teeth into it, that they would be interested in it? So I thought that talking about Ashley Massaro would be an effective teaching tool. So Ashley Massaro was a former wrestler that had recently committed an act where she took her own life. She hung herself. No judgment there, definitely not. And I told the students, you know, as one of the writing scenarios, because I was not a fan of wrestling, but I am an avid collector of Playboy magazine. And as one of the writing prompts, I like to call them quick writes, I asked the students if they thought they felt it was inappropriate for someone to look at that copy of Playboy and touch themselves, even knowing that Ashley Massaro had passed. So if the student had a copy of the April 2007 edition of Playboy, and they saw Ashley Massaro, and they started to touch themselves, knowing that she had passed, would they think that that's a wrong thing to do? And I really just thought it was an interesting idea where students can provide both sides, pros and cons, give differing perspectives. I really thought it was a good quick write scenario. And to really drive things home, I had my personal copy of the April 2007 edition of Playboy, and I passed it around to the students, and I let them look at the pictorial, and I told them, I said, look at those pictures carefully of Miss Massaro. Now, if you look at those pictures and you touch yourself and you know that she's no longer here with us, is that wrong? Is that bad? Does that make you a bad person? And the quick write scenario seemed to go well. But of course, there was one student who said, is this appropriate to talk about in the classroom? And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, this little brat, she goes, well, my mother said it's not a good thing to talk about touching yourself in any instance, and never do it, and don't talk about it. So I said, well, if you feel like you don't want to write about that scenario, maybe you can talk about whether or not you think that it would be bad for someone who is a mortician to touch Ashley Massaro's corpse in a provocative way. So we're no longer talking about touching oneself. We're talking about a hypothetical where a mortician is handling Ashley Mazzaro's body, and she's still somewhat warm, and she's a lovely looking lady, and the temptation is there. Do you touch her in any way? What do you do? What do you do? I find myself puzzled by it. I couldn't sleep one night thinking about that scenario. So I thought that would be a good quick write. And the girl said, no, that's just as bad. It's still talking about something naughty. And I said, well, you're really being difficult here. So I said, all right. Let's do a third potential quick write scenario where you write about whether or not you've ever contemplated self-harm. And one might say, oh, that's totally inappropriate, but we have to remove the stigma of people who are hurting and who might engage in self-harm. You know, I joined a support group for those who have attempted suicide and were unsuccessful in their efforts, and they feel like they are ostracized by their family, their community. The name of the organization is Just Jump. Just Jump. And the goal of the organization is to just tell people, you know, some people out there are hurting real bad. And if they just jump, we should not judge them. It's not right to judge them. So I told the young lady, you know, if you have ever had thoughts of hurting yourself, talk about it. And then I went on to say that, you know, if you've ever been in a situation where everything feels hopeless and you don't feel like you have the will to carry on, just jump. And because that's the slogan of the organization, is just to drive home that you shouldn't feel bad if you do attempt those things. So, you know, if your parents won't give you an allowance anymore, just jump. If your boyfriend or girlfriend is texting someone else and not paying attention to you, just jump. Okay? So I gave various types of scenarios where, you know, just jumping would be perhaps a option. And apparently this got me in a lot of trouble, or it could have been the fact that I demonstrated to the students that, you know, in the news it said Ashley Mazzaro passed away by hanging. And, you know, I wanted to show that there really is no stigma to this. So I tied a noose around my neck and I put it around the top of the bookshelf. And I said, see, you know, there's nothing wrong with this. Just because people say that this is bad, this is wrong. You know, sometimes people are really, really crushed and they do not have the urge to carry on with their lives. And that's okay. Just jump. And so I did do that. Word got to the parents, and now I'm in a very bad pickle because I am barred from serving as a substitute teacher. And I think that's very unfair. Why? I don't understand it. Why can't the parents just see that I want to help? I want to help the kids. You know, it's bad enough that a few years ago, when I told a black student, get away from the door, and I used a certain word at the end of that to accentuate my point, everyone interpreted it as me being a racist, and I'm not a racist. I'm not. I don't understand why people misinterpret these things. God. All I have now is my stack of Playboys and my Coca-Cola vanilla case. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay the electricity bill. My tummy's growling, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay the rent either. And some of you might be saying, what are you going to do? Well, one might say, just jump. But I have a lot of things I want to accomplish, so I'm not going to just jump. I want to be a substitute teacher again. God, why? Why is humanity so cruel? But you can mark my words. I will be a substitute teacher again. I will be a substitute teacher again. And you will hear from me. And I will report on what I do. Because it's not my time to just jump. It isn't. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to look at this Ashley Massaro Playboy and try and calm myself. Thank you for your time. And Great A Nation will be back with Chris Thomas and his brother Tim.
If it's to Murgatroy, it's me, Mayor Pete, and I'm here to talk about the recent events at the White House between the President, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. It was dire, a disaster, horrid even. They were there to talk about infrastructure, and it only lasted 3 minutes. 3 minutes!
Can you believe that? I've had bowel movements longer than 3 minutes. Good grief. So my suggestion is that when you are trying to smooth things over and you're having a gathering, you have to put out all the stops. I mean, where was the cake? Where was the punch? Where were the poppers even? I mean, hang up a disco ball. Everything brightens up with a disco ball in the room. People are going to be willing to talk infrastructure if there's a disco ball spinning round and round. Oh, yeah. We've got to make America party again. We have to make America sexy again. And Mayor Pete is the man to do the job. Oh, boy. Can I do that job?